People Who Walk in Darkness by Stuart M. Kaminsky. Narrated by Daniel Oreskes.
Chapter 1. Luke O'Neill was lost. He wasn't particularly worried. His cell phone wouldn't work down in the labyrinth 900 feet below the frozen layer of Earth. But the homing device required of everyone entering the mine was glowing bright green. The pipe, the vein of rock that contained the diamonds, was a reasonably rich one. Nothing exceptional, but productive, small brown gems that would go mainly into industrial tools, and the vast stockpile of the Russian diamond monopoly Alarosa, which in turn sold its holdings to De Beers. 20% of all diamonds mined worldwide were from Russia, and all of the mines, Luke knew, were located in Siberia. If they dared, which they would not do because there would be no profit in it, Alarosa could challenge De Beers and flood the market with relatively inexpensive diamonds of all quality levels. It was a standing, unspoken, suicidal threat, a doomsday scenario for the diamond market. The price paid by the world of diamonds allowed Russia a preferred seat at the table. The value of diamonds, as Luke knew, was not dependent on their rarity, but on the ability of the diamond cartel to control their flow and price. Luke was well aware that diamonds are nothing but pieces of compressed carbon, found not only in Siberia, but in Botswana, Australia, South Africa, and, at a smaller level, all over the planet. But production was down in this mine, or at least that was what Luke had been told. His job was to find out if the mine was so tapped out that it did not pay to keep it operating. Luke was a geologist with a good underground sense of direction, but if that failed...